Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Clinton Jr. and Mark Davila. Hip, hip, hooray!
It's Friday. We're finally there. It's finally the end of the week. I'm Mark. Oh, God. What a horrible week we had again. But finally it's Friday. Oh, yeah.
You see how I was trying to be happy? Trying to turn things around?
Yeah, I guess I ruined that for you.
You did, yeah. No, you ruined that for us.
My Mark impression?
I'm Mark.
You know what's funny? Your Mark impression sounds like the impression you do of yourself. That's your go-to impression for everyone.
No, my impression of me is, hello, my name is Mike.
My impression of you is, hi, it's me, Mike Clinton Jr.
First of all, my voice is nowhere near that high.
Yeah, it is.
I wish it was.
I wish it was.
I mean, 80s. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Fine, do the show yourself, idiot. Talk for 10 more minutes. Go ahead.
What do we got in the news today?
Well, first of all, we got... All right, let's go.
We don't do news on Friday.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Hey, go ahead. It's all you, man. I mean...
Yeah. Whiz Kid News. Oh, wait, what is Friday? What are we doing?
I don't know.
Free-for-all Friday. Let's do it. We want to talk about porn again? We do that every episode.
We do talk about porn a lot, I've noticed.
Yeah, we love it.
No, I got something better.
Better than pornography.
Okay. This girl somewhere in the world.
Was in porn.
Somewhere in the world. No, not a porn star. Regular girl. Yeah. Regular old girl.
Amateur porn. Excellent.
She got in a car accident a few years back.
Car accident porn. Yes.
And that sounds good. And apparently...
Oh, wait. Do the paramedics fuck the victims? I'd watch that.
So she had some kind of bacterial... Some kind of infection thing where she was slowly like...
Deteriorating.
She was really sick.
Okay.
So the doctors, they decided, let's do something that we've never really done before.
We'll cure you. Never done that before.
This is how they cured her. They gave her a fecal transplant.
They threw shit at her?
Nope. They inserted her mother's fecal matter into her colon.
Why would that cure someone?
Because
I don't understand.
Because it's got the good bacteria in there. And for some reason, her body didn't have the good bacteria in it after the car accident.
You couldn't eat some yogurt?
Devil's in the details, but Klein isn't. That's why I don't know the rest of the story.
It doesn't make any fucking sense at all. Listen, I'm dying. Mom, take a shit.
No, please. It's got the good bacteria. Inside your colon's good bacteria that eats stuff, right? You know this.
I guess, yeah.
So in order to get the good bacteria, they had
Ask
to get
Jamie
it from
Lee
the mother.
Jamie Lee Curtis. She knows all about this shit.
They had to get it from her mother. So what they did was they got the good bacteria. They got some fecal matter and they just stuck it up in there. And then she's fine now, I guess.
But how do you? Okay, you use the bathroom. It comes out a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So they collected that.
What can come out can come back in.
And then you just jammed it up in there.
I would imagine they did it more surgically.
Or is it a surgical? Okay, I don't know.
That's pretty gross, though. Could you ever look your mother or your friend in the eye after you did that?
Well, it's not like they shit into a cup and you had to eat it.
It wasn't two girls in one cup?
Yeah, which I tried watching. It's hard to get through.
Really?
Even for my sick standards.
Did you just look it up on Reddit?
I Googled it, yeah.
You Googled it?
Because somebody told me about it. And I'm like, oh, I'll check
you really shouldn't
out.
Google stuff like that. Man.
Yeah.
Dangerous for your computer.
This is a while ago.
Other people at the library use that computer, Mark.
They use it for worse things, please.
Like writing papers and doing research.
Please, the screen was gooey. I could barely see it.
I don't trust people at the library doing stuff on the computer.
For good reason. You know why? One, you're a liar. You're not at the library doing anything, so you don't have to associate with people on the computer or see what they're doing.
Yeah, what research can you do at the library that you can't do at home?
I don't own a fucking computer. That's what research. I'm not a rich bastard like you. You have 3 computers in the house.
You can get a computer for like $150 now.
What, you got $150? Because I don't.
Me? No. But I'm saying poor people could.
They're poor for a reason. They don't have $150 to buy a shitty computer. And now I gotta buy internet service? What, I'm gonna live at McDonald's so I can write my paper? Please.
I don't know. I've been to the library and it's a bore.
Yeah. No fun.
I guess in my younger days I used to like the library because I used to do a lot of reading there, but that was before the internet. Like, before I had the internet and
well,
stuff.
I never liked it, but when I was younger, I had to go there.
I used to go to the public library with my grandfather.
For fun?
I'd read magazines. I'd get some books out.
You had a boring childhood.
How do you think Klein is so smart? Do you think I got smart just, like, Mark style, just by not reading or knowing anything? You just make stuff up in your head?
Few people can achieve that.
Mark style of
intelligence. I have the Mark style of life, which a lot of people try to emulate and few can accomplish.
I was so glad when I mentioned whistleblower last week. I looked it up and you were wrong about what it was. You said it was about the police. It was actually about referees.
Oh, yeah?
Giving fouls. That's what the whistleblower. Huh. It was coined by Noam Chomsky in the 70s.
Hey, you know what?
I don't remember Mark mentioning Noam Chomsky.
No, listen. I'm going to say he's fucking wrong. But you know what? He's dead, so he can't refute it.
Who, Noam Chomsky?
Yeah.
I believe he's still alive.
No, he's dead. He died.
Wait, no, it wasn't Noam Chomsky. I'm wrong.
Then who was wrong?
Ralph Nader coined it.
You were wrong.
Shut up. Ralph Nader coined the phrase.
Interesting. I'm still going to say I'm right.
Ralph Nader's still alive.
Get him on the fucking
Noam
show.
Noam Chomsky's dead?
Pretty sure he died.
No one told me.
Well, you weren't listening. You're out sick that day.
How am I going to properly mourn a man I never met's death without knowing he's dead? Doesn't that suck when you find out someone's been dead for like 5 years?
Not really. Because you didn't care enough to know he died, so who cares?
It was like some months back when I mentioned the guy from OMC died. I was so sad.
OMC? I don't know what that is. OMC?
The band, you know, how bizarre.
Oh.
I told you on the podcast. Don't you pay?
I forget.
Do you even pay attention to the words I say to you?
Some of them. Every other. I get the gist.
Every other. So that'd be like...
Every third word.
You would not make sense of anything that way.
Well, you know, I get a feeling for what you're talking about. Good enough. Enough that I can participate. Okay, how about you listen to me now? Okay, so the chick is saved by fecal matter from her mom. What if you had some weird disease where you needed to be implanted with your father's sperm?
What?
Would you be okay with that? It's the same kind of thing. You have some weird disease where your father's sperm will save you. You want
what if? What if? How about this?
Don't answer it or anything.
You're married. Cool. You get married.
Oh, thank you.
And it ends up...
To you, right?
So for some reason you want kids. And you keep...
For some reason.
You've been trying for years and it never happens. And they figure out, well, you got no sperms.
You have nothing.
Yep, none. So
smoke comes
now,
out when you come.
You could get you got to get a donor, but you'd like the donor to be related to you. So would you get let your father artificially inseminate your wife? So that way it would almost be like, you know,
that'd be my brother.
Yeah, but
no, the father thing's weird. Like maybe if I could find like a distant cousin, that way there's blood,
but, really,
but you're not.
Is
like,
there that
in
much
contact
of a difference
between you and your father?
It's not like your father had sex with the mother.
No, I know, but it there's a weirdness going on there.
I mean, DNA-wise, there's barely any difference.
There's enough.
I guess you got some of your mom in there, too.
Yeah. I mean, there's enough difference. Like I said, like if I wanted a relation, I mean, like I said, like a distant cousin that we don't really have contact with, that way he's not going to show up and like, oh, that's a real dad.
Distant cousins doesn't have enough, isn't enough.
Listen, I said that's enough. There's a little bit of blood. That's good.
There's hardly any blood between cousins.
I said it's enough. I didn't say there was a shitload of blood.
It's enough. Then you might as well get a nun and just have Klein do it for you.
Well, that's part of my service. I do that. I see on Craigslist a lot there's a lesbian couple looking for sperm donors. So far, I've serviced 3.
Yeah, but they're not looking to have sex, are they?
Oh, yeah. I fuck them all.
No, but are they?
I don't know.
Probably not.
No, listen. It's Craigslist. They're not like, meet me at this clinic and come into a cup. No, it's Craigslist. If they were going through a clinic, they wouldn't be on the internet looking for dudes. They would. I think clinics like that already have.
We've talked about this before, and we've mentioned how we would never do that just because.
I know. We don't need to go into it again.
I don't need to be liable for that shit.
I know. They'll fucking trap you into some shit, and all of a sudden you're paying for some kid. You know? So, yeah, good luck with that. But, you never answered my other question. Your father's semen.
Listen, if you're going to give me a hypothetical, you got to explain why I would ever need that. You don't need semen to live.
You don't need shit to live either. You could explain that.
You need the good bacteria.
There's good bacteria in your father's semen.
No, there is no bacteria in semen.
It's the best.
There is no bacteria in semen when it first comes out.
All right.
This is ridiculous.
You know what? When you talked about your father, you know, knocking up your wife.
Yeah.
That made me think about, like, in the old days, like, if a lady's husband died, and all of a sudden, her, like, the dude's brother just steps in, and, like, that's his wife now, and he starts raising the kids. That used to happen.
Yeah, they wouldn't even know.
Yeah, well, they would know. I mean, they didn't mention it.
I've learned this from TV. Wasn't it the brothers, if he wasn't married, it was, like, his obligation to marry the wife?
I'm not sure if it happened in Deadwood. I'm not sure if it was an obligation or just kind of a custom. Like, listen, you know, if she needs somebody, and I'm, you know, that's family, so I'm going to step in.
Like, yeah, and he's just as handsome almost. I mean, he looks pretty close.
Yeah. So, when did that stop, and can we start that up again?
Why, you want to marry your brother's wife?
Well, I don't have any married brothers, but, like, why not? Listen, you know, people...
You want your brothers to marry your wife?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You don't have a wife, but still.
I would just find it interesting. Oh, let's make a show about that. Guy dies and the brother just takes over. Except she doesn't want him to take over. Please leave, Frank. No. Steve died. You're my responsibility now. And she's trying to date, and the guy just won't leave her alone.
If there are twin brothers, that'd be really, you know, that'd be great, because it's the same. There would be no difference. The kids might not even notice.
Didn't Dad die?
No, you won't even tell.
No.
Now, that would be a good sitcom. The father dies, and they have his twin fill in for him. And he has got to pretend he's the uncle, too.
He pretends to be both?
Yeah.
I don't know how much of a sitcom that would be. It's kind of weird. I'd watch it. Be interesting.
It's like, you know, oh, hey, Dad. Hey, Uncle. No, I'm your father.
Wait, so he'd be like Superman and Clark Kent?
See, the twins would have to be, like, different. Like, they'd have to be, like, you'd have to establish in the beginning of the show.
Well, always in sitcoms, if there's a twin, one's the straight-laced twin and one's the fucking wacky twin.
So they'll say the straight-laced one died and the wacky one's going to take over?
Yeah. What? I'm sorry. Can we just have two fucking wacky twins for once?
Or two straight-laced twins?
Nah, I want a wacky guy. Two wacky guys. That's better.
That reminds me. I didn't mention this in entertainment news, but the cast of Full House had a reunion a couple weeks ago.
Was it televised? Because no one heard about it.
No, it was like a party. But guess who didn't show up?
Olsen twins.
Yeah, guess who's too big for their britches?
Yeah, everyone else fucking shows up, has a good time, reminisces, but the Olsen twins, like, listen, I'm counting all my money. I'm at fucking $8 trillion, and I can't quit now. I'm halfway there.
But they don't have careers, so what were they busy doing?
Partying. That's what they do.
They're probably in Greece or something.
They got some... No, that's where Uncle Jesse's from. He would be there, not them. But they got so much fucking cash. They just fucking party all day and spend money. It's awesome.
By the way, Uncle Jesse and his wife, Uncle Becky... Man, they both look like they're the same age they were when that show ended.
Yeah, they made a deal with the devil, the both of them, and they haven't aged since.
Don't you feel like that all would be right in the world if those two got together in real life?
Nah.
You don't think
so? He could do better.
I guess.
She's an attractive woman and all, but she's not hot.
You know, I haven't heard that he's dated any famous people lately.
He likes normal hot chicks. Like, I think he, like, models. You know what? Or it's like, you know what? Like a super hot 19-year-old chick.
I don't think he goes that young.
Yeah, I don't know.
I heard he's like in late 20s now, mid to late 20s.
Mm, okay.
But either way, you don't hear about him. He's not doing any high-profile girls anymore.
Yeah, I don't think he likes that. Normal hot chicks for him.
Keeps it out of the tabloids.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I could respect
him. I'd date him.
Well, he's a handsome man. You know who else I'd date? The Hotshot Whiz Kids.
That means me.
And me. We can't date ourselves?
Well, it'd basically just be... It's, for all intents and purposes, that means you'd be dating me.
Yeah.
Because you're already you, so you can't date yourself.
Why not?
You just can't.
I have sex with myself.
Although we did have that story a few months back about people dating them, you know...
People were marrying themselves.
So I guess...
Yeah, I can date myself. That's a prelude to marriage. I've got to start somewhere. I'm not just going to jump into something.
But you can't, then you'd be cheating on me with you.
All right. That's enough of that. I had enough of me and
you
enough
brought
of
you. It up, idiot.
Yeah, and I told you I had enough.
All right.
Yeah, it's my prerogative. HotshotWizKids.com, full shows, mini shows. Listen to them again. Listen to the other 800 episodes. All right. See you next week.